This is Tom Rowe with local news from WGXC's newsroom for Sunday, December 22nd. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for all the local links to newspapers, magazines, blogs, Facebook links, Twitter feeds, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Brian Rousey in the Ravenna News Herald reports there was no opposition to the Lafarge cement plant's request for a tax abatement before the Albany County Industrial Development Agency at a public meeting December 12th. Lafarge's application was for a tax abatement to purchase capital equipment for its current modernization project and only received favorable comments about how the company should get a tax break. Quote, "We are also reducing emissions. The reductions are from 50 to 90%. We are sustaining 112 union and non-union jobs while also bringing in close to 800 temporary jobs," unquote, said Lafarge plant manager Mike Kralik. State Senator Cecilia Chazik said, quote, "As the state senator representing Ravenna, I join a host of federal, state, and local officials, including County Executive Dan McCoy, Coyman's Town Supervisor Stephen D. Flash, and Ravenna Mayor John T. Bruno in supporting the Ravenna plant," unquote. You can read the full story in the Ravenna News Herald. National Weather Service in Albany says that rain is likely on Sunday, mainly before 4 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 63 and a low around 47. Monday, there's a chance of showers likely, otherwise cloudy with a high near 49, chance of snow showers after 8 p.m. with a low around 20 Monday night. Tuesday, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly sunny with a high near 20 on Christmas Eve. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Agra.